Jason Baeske joins us this morning. How are you, Mr. Mayor?
Good morning, Scott. Doing fine. Thank
things
you.
Going all right. Hey, listen, y'all had a long meeting last night, almost a marathon for Bryan Council.
It was. I think we were trying to beat College Station's record for long meetings.
You got a ways to go, but nonetheless for y'all. But a lot of things to take into account. Let's talk a little bit about a business-friendly decision. Y'all decided as to where signs can be as far as right-of-way is concerned for, the main thoroughfares, people coming into Bryan.
Well, we're a very business-friendly city, very business-friendly council, and we've had a lot of complaints about the signage, you know, and we've got some parts of town where you could have signs closer to the road and some parts of town where you've got to have them set back certain feet and you can't see what they're selling and what they're trying to do in business, and so we're trying to make it fair throughout the all of the business corridors throughout Bryan. And so our businesses that are going through some tough times can compete, and so people can see the goods and services that they offer. So this is we unanimously approved it.
And that was the first reading, right?
That was the first reading. We've got one more reading to go. But as they say, as soon as we get our second reading down this next council meeting, then they can pull their signs back out and put them out there closer to the street so, again, they can be identified.
Sure. News story this morning, Dan Wilkerson's presentation from BTU's presentation to council about kind of changing the time, a couple of things, changing the timeline as far as when the power might be cut off for non-payment. Also, the deposit goes up a little bit, and then there's some other pay options. So what was your view there?
Well, we unanimously approved that last night. We've got folks that are taking advantage of the system, and it's, 81 days before, we can cut the power off if they're delinquent or they haven't paid. And so we actually just shrunk that down to about 70 days. So we're still, it's still too long in my opinion. I think we need to look at reducing that number here in the future. But if you're not paying your bills, you're taking advantage of all the other customers that are paying their bills. And, it's a long, drawn-out process. We have to write off some of the debt every year. And, we're trying to figure out ways to lessen that load. And then we're also going back to the PowerTrack type program. They were taken out years ago and allows people to go to kiosks at Walmart and HEB and at the BTU offices where they can prepay for their electricity. They can get a 2% discount by doing so, and they can turn the power off and on as they please. But so we're coming up with some customer friendly ways of providing the power to our citizens. But again, those that take advantage of the system that are freeloading off the BTU system, they're going to have fewer days to do so.
Now, for the prepay option that you can pay 2 months in advance, 6 months, well, how does that basically work?
Well, it's just a dollar amount.
Okay.
You can go in and you can pay $500, $1,000, okay. $10, and then you would be able to turn your power on for all that certain time, and then they'll have, with the new meters, they'll tell you when it's time to reactivate and add a little more.
Sure. Okay.
More dollars to the.
And again, you have to go to the kiosk because you have to swipe a card to be able to do that. And again, as we were discussing off the air, for as little money as your money might be earning in a savings account or someplace like that, that's 2% discount. It's a 2% discount.
That's going to be strictly be for the prepaid program.
Sure.
So you'll have to sign up for that program.
Yep.
It's a little different program than what most customers are going through.
Okay. Mayor Jason Baeske joined us this morning. Got a chance to ask Mayor Berry about this last week, so I want to ask you. This is the first time you've been in since the Texas Supreme Court ruling unanimously reaffirming right of capture, so people understand what that basically means is you own a chunk of land, that water belongs to you underneath there. And this has become a little bit of an issue, certainly, because both cities want to protect their water for now and in the future, yet they're landowners who want to protect theirs. So kind of what's your thoughts as far as the reaffirmation of right of capture?
Well, it is a state issue that the state's been dealing with and our legislators will continue to deal with in the next session. I am a private property rights advocate, so I definitely believe in being able to do what you can with your property. But I am elected as mayor of the city of Bryan, and we have to protect our citizens of Bryan. We have to protect their water sources, and we have to make sure that we have adequate water supplies from here and in the future. I think in Bryan we've got anywhere up to 50 years supply of water right now, which we're very fortunate. And when we're going through some tough droughts like we had this past year, water is an extreme valuable resource, and we've got to make sure that we have an adequate supply for our citizens and for future growth and development in the near future. So that's something we're going to try to have to work with, with the landowners, and I do foresee probably in the future we'll be buying the water from the landowners as they'll have the right to sell that. But again, we need to ensure for our citizens that we have an abundant supply for their livelihoods. That's the number one importance, I think, to everyone.
Sure, and as you say, I think Bryan's in fairly good shape, better than a whole lot of growing cities.
We are.
But the other thing that people need to understand is this is more than just watering your lawn and having your bath water and your drinking water. You've got some industrial needs that the city wants to be prepared for.
Well, we saw in Houston, they were draining Lake Conroe over the summer, and you know, yet they didn't put any strict demands on watering lawns and all that, and most of it was being sold to industrial users in other cities. So, it's going to be an issue that's facing the state of Texas. Central Texas is fortunate because we do have an abundant water supply, so you're seeing other areas around Texas coming into Central Texas to want to ship and buy the water for their resources. So it's going to be something that our legislators are going to have to deal with, and hopefully it'll be beneficial to the landowners and then also beneficial to the citizens and the communities that need it. But, again, we're in a better shape in the city of Bryan than most throughout the state of Texas, mm-hmm. but we got to, as elected officials, elected by the people of Bryan, we've got to make sure we protect that valuable resource for our citizens and future growth.
It will be a battle of the future. What else you got for us today?
Well, this weekend's Parents Weekend, Scott, and our third annual Downtown Art and Street Fair is taking place this week in downtown Bryan. The MSC Foresights Galleries and Downtown Bryan Arts and Cultural Association excited to announce their third annual Downtown Art and Street Fair. This event is this Saturday from 10 to 6 p.m. at the 200 block of West 26th Street in conjunction with Parents Weekend. The event features artists and artisans from across the region selling their handmade creations. Also, there'll be live music, art demonstrations, street performers, and hands-on art activities for all ages, again, sponsored by the MSC Foresights Gallery. Admission is free, and come spend the weekend in downtown Bryan. Also want to mention next Friday, the April 6th, is Good Friday, but it's also First Friday in downtown Bryan. So come spend the day and the night in downtown Bryan, and then also want to mention a special that we've got for Good Friday and Easter at the Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course. On Good Friday, next Friday, you can play golf, get a cart, get a hot dog, some chips, and a drink all for $35. And Scott, that hot dog's worth
$35. There you are.
And it gets even better. On Easter Sunday, there's an Easter egg hunt with various prizes, and the grand prize egg features $100 worth of golf at the municipal golf course. But I haven't figured out, they didn't give me enough in my notes. I don't know if it's for the kids or for the golfers.
I guess so, we better get that cleared up.
So it might be pretty entertaining. So all those old-time Bryan residents have been playing out there on a daily basis. Yeah. They'll be out there hunting Easter eggs looking for that $100 prize.
It'll go a long way.
We've got to figure out if they're allowed to use golf carts but it could be entertaining. So even if you don't participate in the Easter egg hunt, it might be worth coming out to the municipal golf course on Easter Sunday just to watch the others hunt the Easter eggs. But family-friendly events going on in the city of Bryan. And also quickly want to mention the 2012 Bryan Independent School District Hall of Honors inductees.
Yeah.
That was mentioned. We've got Judge Travis Bryan that was selected, Danielle Hernandez, Ronald Jackson, James Nelson, Sharon Reese, Frank Seal, Jerry Strouser, and Crystal Gowney. So I want to congratulate those alum of Bryan Independent School District and the success they've had, and also giving back to this community.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to wish everybody a happy and safe Easter.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, it's Jason Byinski, the mayor of Bryan. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Brought to you by the Mar Eye Center.